Equipment's acting up.
All right. Oh, shit.
What was the guy? Okay, 918. Okay, what are we doing here, man? What the fuck am I doing here? You know, Arsenal, one thing you should do with your team, make it better, change your name. Arsenal, even though Everton is just as shitty, although I can't really think about the obscene thing in there. Wait, man. Bugger off with this. Bugger the fuck off with that. Okay. Hi, this is Dale Corncanal, and the name is spelled C-O-R-N-K-E-R-N-A-L. The Corncanal system. Now, I know many of you have been listening to my protege, Kenny Slag. We love Kenny. We will always appreciate Kenny, but we did have to let him go because he got into it with the engineers. Many of you had heard the program because behind the scenes, we had problems with the engineers. The Dale Corncanal system, I invented it, you see. So, hello, everybody. This is Dale Corncanal, and the Dale Corncanal system is here.
And this is Bob Green, and welcome to
Bob Green Today.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Green Today, and welcome to Bob Green Today. Bob Green Today. The music that is significant here is that I am allowing you to hear my program. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley. It's time now for the Bobby Dooley podcast. There's an awful lot of you that I think... there are an awful lot of you, I think, that... I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm here with my husband, Steve Dooley.
See, who have we not? Hi, this is Tom Catton's Health Wagon. Bad look for the Bills to fire their general manager and scouting department one day after the draft. Yeah, I'll say so. Are you kidding me? You have the draft, then you fire the fucking GM and the scouting department. Bad look. That's like a joke. That would be like the punchline to a fucking skit or something, you know. Jeez, that's goofy, man. Dale Corncanal. Hello, this is Dale Corncanal. Let's talk sports with the Dale Corncanal Sports Hour. And our number again is 6161-6161. Or if you will, if you're outside of town, you're on the turnpike north of the city, you can try 5351. Now, Dale Corncanal, this is the Dale Corncanal system. I'd like to tell all of you something, a little story. And with me is Catherine Winston. Catherine was a member of the...
Yes, I was.
And you were...
Kenny was nervous about things.
The Dale Corncanal system, it's my system. You've heard of the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance of the 21st Century. That was a... You know, what he called the Dale Corncanal system. But it was my system, and I let him name it the Kenny Slag Principles of Abundance in the 21st Century because it was a franchise. They are all franchises of the Dale Corncanal system. There is, for instance, the Butterball. That's the one name. It's the Butterball. We have another one called Air Dragon. We have another one. Actually, it's a commercial I'm looking at right now. Hey, where is, do this? And do this. You know, we haven't done that. Being kind of a no-brainer. I could do a really creepy one today, man.
What the hell?
There it is. Let's see. I would call that a show hit.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Bobby Dooley, and welcome to... And welcome to The Phil Henry Show with me, Bobby Dooley. And I know that there's been so much that's been going on. I asked Phil Henry for this moment just to speak a little bit to you. I want to get my son, Dylan, on the air right now. Dylan?
Yo.
What's wrong?
I just...
You don't want to be talking with me, do you?
Not really, no.
Well, I think it's important that we get this out on the air right now, Dylan. I'm your mother, and, you know...
testing 1, 2, 3. Now, I'm getting my blue apron on Wednesday, so I should get over there and I think it's going to get here Wednesday, but if it gets, I don't know. Also, I was supposed to get a big bank transfer for tomorrow. It better be in there tomorrow, man. Transferring some. All right, motherfuckers. Time for one of the most grotesque shows that we will ever do. It's Bobby Dooley here on the guest hosting on the Phil Henry podcast. She's going to bring on her son, Dylan, and Manchester United and Swansea. Who won that fucking game? Was that a tie game? And it was at Old Trafford too. Free kick. Jesus Christ, that goddamn fucking Everton got their ass fucking kicked 3-0. What a fucking piece of shit that was. You got to be kidding me. Wow. How do you miss that, motherfucker? The guy breaks. He pushed this guy down. That's a foul anyway. This game I'm looking at. That guy there missed the fucking easiest kick in the history of the planet Earth. So would it wind up being a draw? What the fuck is Manchester City and who? Oh, Midborough, right? Middlesbrough, that's it. That's what it's called, Middlesbrough. Here comes Middlesbrough, now on the break. This ought to be easy peasy, bitch. Come on, motherfucker! Great kick. God, what a fucking easy break that was. See, these guys, they're playing Middlesbrough, you know, they're coming up against one of the powers of the league. These guys shit their pants sometimes when they do this shit. This dude, they close this guy down pretty good. Oh, here's the kick. What a fucking... Look at this kick. Oh, hit the fucking sidebar. Pep. Pep ain't doing too good there, man. Pep ain't got no pep, baby. That thing... Play on. All right, fuck it. You know, the thing that I don't get about this... the thing I do... I finally figured out... This guy's an American, by the way. This bald-headed dude down there in goal for Middlesbrough. I forget his name. Watch this. Fuck. Yeah. Guzan is his name. He's a Yank. Something tells me... Oh, jeez. Oh, that's a foul. Oh, look at that. It's a penalty kick. Oh, my God. They just gave him a penalty. And that other guy's going to get a yellow card. That other guy's going to... He put his fucking hands on the ref. Oh, yeah. There's the yellow card. Knew it. I knew it. Guy came up and put his fucking paws on the ref. Now we got to fight. Yeah, you foul in that penalty area, man. You're fucked. Darun, you're fucked. Now it's two. There's one for after the play. Here comes the... Yep. You fucking moron. I don't know why that guy thinks that wasn't a fucking foul. I mean, I don't know how anybody can block those penalty kicks. It's like impossible. Fucking impossible, man. He's one of... he stops. Yeah, the guy guessed wrong. It's impossible. That dude, that Guzan doesn't look like the tallest guy in the world. I don't know. He should be over 6 feet. Yeah. Yeah, that was impossible. It's a bad defense. There you go. That's good defense. Okay, here we go again. Who's going to pull a yellow card? Well, he was grabbing him, kind of, you know. That's chicken shit. That's a chicken shit fucking call. Great block. Boom. Boom. Yeah. How about that? How about them apples? I missed this game. Was that on today or yesterday? I think it was on today. Great. It was great goaltending there, whatever the fuck you call it. Goalkeeping. Goaltending. Yeah, but Manchester City could not clear that fucking ball. They're playing it just like a bunch of amateurs here. Just get the motherfucking ball. Kick it, bitch. Middlesbrough. That guy had no chance in there. Never have a bald-headed man in goal. I'm kidding. It's pathetic if you can't shoot 70% from the free throw line. Looked like an interesting game. I'm sorry I missed it. All right. Oh, are you kidding me? They tied it up. It's 2-2. Oh, Guzan's like pissed off at something. Dude, make the play, man. I don't know. The Manchester teams, there was one season there where they just both were like battling for the league title. It was pretty interesting to see both of them going down to the wire. And they were both really, really good there for a while. But both of them have been kind of struggling. Chelsea has beaten the shit out of everybody. Rick Barry, who shot free throws underhand. I think he's one of the last guys to shoot underhand free throws. All right, man, here we go. What am I looking for? Oh. 90s basketball. Is that particularly fit? Rather see 1990s style basketball or current game. 1990s style basketball is what? Like physical? I don't know what they're talking about, man. There ought to be a feature where you can highlight a sentence and then click. Well, they do have spell check, so, but like, who wants to stop down and keep respelling every word? Like, have a feature where you go back and highlight its whole sentence. Well, can you do it? Listen to me. I'm probably some word wrap. What's word wrap? Format. I don't. Wait. Oh, hold on. I don't know what that is. Here we go. What? Got me, dude. I'm at a loss here. Manchester. What is it? West Ham and Stoke. Oh, fuck. That dude almost 22 minutes. West Ham. West Ham there. West Ham is one of my favorite teams because they're a scrappy London team. They're going to be, they actually play in the London Olympic Stadium now. Playing Stoke. Oh, shit. Butland. Check this out. What a save! What a fucking save! Woohoo! Wow. Nil-nil, full time. God damn, see that dude get plowed into. All right, guys, I think we're ready to go here. Just have one song that we're going to use in the entire thing. I got a playlist for that? Where do I go? Phil's Greatest Hits?
You made me think you cared for me, and I believed in you. You told me things
you never meant,
and
made me think they're true.
I gambled in
the game of life.
I played my heart and lost. I'm now a wreck upon life's sea. Alone
I pay the cost.
You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You dragged and dragged me down until the soul within me died. You shattered each and every dream. You pulled me from the start. And though you're not true,
shut up. Now, here's the first thing we've got to do, is we've got to do this and this and right and like and then. Is this it?
I'm Mick Garris. When it comes to horror, might know me as a writer, producer, and director.
It is. It's Mick. That's the guy. Okay. We're ready to go? We are. Let's do it.